the defending champ was Raymond Floyd.
Ray Floyd. Ray and Jimmy Chu. Jimmy Chu carried for him then.
Oh, he was a caddy.
Yes.
They say it was particularly hot, 101 degree heat.
It was hot.
Raymond Floyd carded a 65 on Saturday, and he was in second place at 209. Then Palmer was alone in third place at 211. But yeah. Dave Stockton won.
Stockton and his wife are very nice, polite people.
Then we can jump to the 1977 U.S. Open. Hubert Green.
Hubie Green.
He won the first of his two major titles. Some remembrances of that, of the 77 and Hubert Green.
He was very nice to talk to and very polite. You know, some of these other players come in and if you ask them how they're doing, they'll chew your head off. But he was very nice.
Something major happened in that tournament. He had four holes to play. He needed to play even par.
Yes.
And he came off the 14th green. Tell us what happened there.
We got word that he was going to be taken care of.
Meaning it was a threat on his life.
It was a threat on his life.
They were going to assassinate him.
We do not know why. Our security got the call. I think it was 14.
Yes, he came off the 14th and they told him that.
Yes. There was a lot of police surrounding him then. I guess it would bother you, knowing that somebody was going to try and take a pot shot at you.
Absolutely. So he goes on to the 15th, and he hit his drive into a tree, which they say probably saved from going out of bounds, as a matter of fact. But he hit his approach to 35 feet, and he two-putt for par without incident, knowing there was a threat on his life. That's concentration, isn't it?
Well, we had so many security around. We had the field pretty well, and they were not watching the play. They were watching anybody in the gallery.
Were you in the clubhouse?
At the time, I was in the clubhouse, but then I went out to help control the crowd.
Then he birdied the 16th, and he took a two-stroke lead into the 18th. And he struggled on that hole.
Yes.
But he managed to make a four-putter for bogey, and then he won. That was a real memorable time for him and to play under that kind of duress.
Yes. And we never did find out who called in the threat.
Sam Snead that year marked the final.
Slam and Sammy.
The final U.S.
Yes.
Open by Sam Snead. Julius Burrows, that was a
Julius
good name.
Julius Burrows was a wonderful person. Sammy, you never knew how to take him, if he'd be mad or not.
But Julius Burrows and Tommy Bolt were both good, outgoing people.
Tommy Bolt, he was nice at Southern Hills. He was very nice at Southern Hills, and he won the tournament.
He has won a tournament, but
yes,
Hubert
not
Green,
then.
Right.
He knew to control himself, because some of our people that was in charge of the tournament were not slow at going up and telling him, conduct yourself, or pick up your bag.
Oh, they'd have to do that to Tommy sometimes?
They could, yes. They just let him know who was boss, who was running the Southern Hills was running the tournament, not him.
So he behaved himself?
Oh, yes, he did.
He came in with a reputation then, didn't he?
Yes.
And this was the first time that television broadcast the U.S. Open covered all 18 holes of the final round.
Yes.
And then in 1982, they had the PGA Championship. This was when Raymond Floyd won his second PGA.
He and I got along well together, and he had a good friend, Jimmy Chu, I think it was. Jim Chu was advising him on the golf course.
Jimmy Chu was a member of the club?
Yes, and a good player.
So then did he caddy and advise Raymond Floyd?
He advised Raymond Floyd.
Raymond Floyd was just shy of age 40. He shot an opening round 63, and he led wire to wire. He won his first PGA Championship 13 years earlier in 1969. And it was another hot time.
It was always hot.
Always hot in August.
Yes.
Floyd had an opportunity to break the PGA 72-hole record of 271 set earlier by Bobby Nichols in 64, but he double-bogeyed the final round.
Final round.
The record lasted a dozen more years until broken by Nick Price in 1994.
Nick Price was a good player.
Yeah.
And very nice.
In 1982, the winner's share was $65,000, the last in five figures of the PGA. It rose over 50% to $100,000 the following year. And to $125,000 in 1984. Mm. Then there was the 94 PGA, August 11th or the 14th, and Nick Price led wire to wire and won his
Nick
third.
Nick Price.
And you liked him.
I did, very much.
Is there any player you didn't like?
No. Oh, there's some you like better than others.
Okay.
But I would not say that so-and-so was no good.
All right.
And I used to love to watch Ben Hogan. Ben would go down and he would get a special part on the practice tee. And he'd stand there most of the day hitting balls, hitting balls, hitting. And I went over to him one time. He would recognize me. He says, would you like to see me put this in his pocket?
Pocket? Whose pocket?
The caddy's.
Because the caddy was standing down the way.
Yeah, the caddy was standing
down. Would you like to in the pocket of the caddy?
Yes. He could hit the ball that close. If he had his pocket open, he'd put it in it. Hogan was, he was fantastic. And he did not like to have a lot of people around him. But I'd go down and talk to him.
Well, he liked you. Who didn't like Clubhouse George? Who didn't?
Know.
They all liked you. So Price became the first to win the Open Championship and PGA Championship in the same year, last by Walter Hagen, and then in 1924, Greg Norman had just missed the previous year, losing in a playoff. It was later accomplished by Tiger Woods in 2000 and 2006.
And Tigers also ran now, too.
Here we go to 2001. The 101st U.S. Open played, and Retief Goosen won that tournament. Two strokes ahead of Mark Brooks, tournament was also notable for ending defending champion Tiger Woods' run of four consecutive major championships. The Tiger Slam, Woods finished seven strokes back in a tie for 12th. He reclaimed the U.S. Open title the following year, and then he won the PGA Championship at Southern Hills in 2007.